The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Kate, so good to see you.
Herman.
Kate, this is my assistant, Ginger. Ginger, this is Detective Kate Hawk.
Nice to meet you, Detective.
Ginger will be your handler for this trip. I will be staying back to follow up on leads.
Central, this is Martin State with Roosevelt, ready for transfer. Hold on to this bar, but don't worry. It should be a smooth ride.
3, 2,
here we go.
1.
Welcome to Central Control.
I'm speechless, and that's rare.
Susan, this is our new IDF recruit, Detective Kate Hawk.
Detective Hawk, we've been expecting you this evening. If you could please look over these and verify that the information is correct.
From here, we'll go to the briefing room. Our controller will brief you on the latest information for your mission.
Sir, where did you get these photos?
Part of our intel, Kate.
These photos came right from the crime scene. To Nelson, to me. Nelson, you got them from...
Hello, Detective Hawk.
And now, episode 16. The first mission.
Fancy meeting you here, Detective.
Nelson, you! How? What? Wait a minute. You're one of them, aren't you?
If you mean I come from this side, yes.
It makes sense. You ID'd the German. You're the one who brought me the lab reports days before I was promised them. And you were the only one to handle the SIM card between the apartment and me.
Guilty as charged, Detective.
Nelson here plays a vital role for us. His job is to make sure nothing from our side is compromised by your police investigations.
Like his counterparts at Homeland Security. And who knows what other agency out there.
I hope you understand, Detective Hawk. My behavior over there is important to cover my true identity.
So you're saying you're really not that obnoxious?
Au contraire, madame. I'm only slightly obnoxious.
Agent Nelson will be your liaison for this mission.
You mean he's going with me?
No. He'll remain here and conduct any research you require. In a moment, we'll go down to tech and outfit you with the necessary equipment.
You get to be the real James Bond. Listen, I've got to go and get things ready. Hey, I'm serious. Those chili dogs on the corner are killer.
Maybe in another universe, Nelson.
Hey, that works for me.
Ugh, I didn't think that went through.
He really isn't a bad fellow, Kate, but I tend to agree with your assessment.
So, what's this necessary equipment?
This way, Kate. We'll get you all the equipment for this mission. You'll do this for each mission, as they will require different equipment.
Each mission? I thought I was just going on this one mission, to close out the Parks case, then go to assist my father.
You are now an IDF probationary officer. If you agree, you'll be sent out on further missions with other officers. Once we evaluate your performance, just as in your world, you'll become a full IDF agent.
And if I just want to be Detective Kate Hawk of the Baltimore PD?
Then we're taking a big chance in exposing you to all of this.
So what would you do? Pull out some big fountain pen that flashed in my eyes and made me forget?
No, but that would be a very helpful device, if it existed. No, Kate, we would just have to deploy Nelson to discredit you, if you started talking about us.
Nelson? I think I'd rather have the flashy thing.
Here we are. After you.
Controller, is this our new recruit?
Detective Kate Hawk, Baltimore PD. For now.
Welcome to the IDF, Detective. I'm Wilson. I'll be coordinating your gear up for each mission, and this mission will not require a basic combat load.
Wait a minute. You mean that I'm going after a suspect unarmed?
This mission is in your world. You have no jurisdiction in Denmark. If you're caught with a concealed weapon, it would just cause an embarrassment. How would you explain to your superiors that you weren't on vacation, but working a case in Denmark?
Somebody better have my back, and not Nelson.
I assure you, you'll be in good hands. Nothing to fear.
Gear up for this one is pretty standard. Your most important tool will be this comm device. I take it from time to time you do wear earrings, Detective Hawk.
Rarely.
Well, please make an exception, or you won't be able to communicate with us. Now. These are quite fashionable, not overstated. They will remain powered for a minimum of 72 hours. We can signal you at any time. For you to transmit, merely reach up and tap the center. Hear an audible beep, and then transmit like it's a Bluetooth phone. I know you're right-eared, so the right one is marked here, and the transmitter and left one is the receiver and antenna.
That's not much of an antenna.
Well, the device transmits its signal to the STIP, which then transmits to us. To be effective, you must remain within 50 kilometers of the STIP.
So beyond that, I'm on my own.
Don't forget, Kate, you'll have other agents there with you. If there is an emergency, they can use local lines to relay a message to us. Your communicator is set to a single frequency.
Now, Detective, I take that on occasion. You do wear lipstick.
On the right occasion, I do.
Well, I suggest you consider it for this mission. It would look odd to have this and not use it.
What is it?
Well, lipstick, of course, but with a little kick to it. Now to operate, remove the cap and push the slide up with your thumb. At this point, it's lipstick. But turn the bottom knob here, and it infuses a powerful sedative. Merely smear it on your victim, and they'll be out in seconds.
Good. I thought I was going to have to kiss someone to make it work.
Oh, heavens, no. You would be out in seconds yourself. Remember, don't touch the lipstick after you activate it. Retract it, put the lid on, and dispose of it. And now for the best part, or at least I think so, the Portable Translator Module, or the PDM 3000. This device will interface with your earrings and act as a translating device.
Okay, so now you've given me an app for my earrings in the form of a necklace.
Please, Detective, this is very serious. Now, ordinarily, you would use this to communicate with aliens. You would have an amplifier to hear each other. Instead, you can use this smartphone. It's somewhat consistent with your world's present technology, so it shouldn't alarm anyone. So set it to Danish, English, and carry on a normal conversation. You'll hear English, and they will hear Danish.
Aliens? All I heard just then was aliens.
I think it's time for a demonstration. Are you ready to meet a real alien, Kate?
No, but bring him in.
Natu, briefing room, please. Natu is the liaison for Nortana, known to your world as Kepler-22b. It's 600 light-years away as the crow flies.
And as the STIP flies?
About 3 days, depending upon asteroid showers.
It rains asteroids in space? I thought... Oh. Oh, my. He's white. I mean, really white. Like, bedsheet white.
Natu, greetings. This is our new candidate, Kate Hawk.
Norgatu, Kate Hawk. Iskala tomotoki iba saknanuska.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. My translator has voice recognition. It automatically translates Nortonese for me. Turn on your translator here. And on this handheld, select Nortana. There you go. Now, Natu, try it again.
I said, hello, Kate Hawk. I am pleased to make your acquaintance.
Likewise, I think.
My appearance is strange to you, as you are to me. Our world developed poisonous gases millennia ago. Our race was forced underground, where we built vast cities. Through thousands of years, we lost pigmentation. If I were to go outside, even on a cloudy day, I would burn up.
You'd think they'd use tanning beds there.
Our sun became poisonous to us. Our ancestors wanted to avoid anything to do with it. Let me guess. You were expecting little green men.
Gray, actually. Oh, I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Please forgive me. I'm not used to speaking to aliens I've just met.
Not a problem, Kate Hawk. I hope to work with you in the future. Will there be anything else, Controller?
No, thank you, Natu.
Exit valedictions.
Sometimes the translation isn't perfect. Well, what do you think?
He looked a little like us, but his skin was pure white. And those big black eyes.
He has to wear tinted contacts. Their eyes are too sensitive to the light.
Well, now that class is over, can we get back to Detective Hawk's gear?
Certainly, Wilson. Continue.
So, you see how effective the 3000 is. Now, you shouldn't have any problems talking to anyone in Denmark, although most of them do speak English. This, on the other hand, is just in case you do have a problem with someone.
This lipstick will knock a grown man out.
Use the whole tube and you can take down an elephant. Remember, remove the cap and slide the lipstick up like so. I hope you find this color acceptable.
Obviously, someone's done their homework.
Excellent.
I'm glad I don't have to kiss someone to sleep.
Certainly not. Do that and you'll be taking a long nap.
Okay, so now you fix me up with a pair of earrings, a necklace, and some lipstick. What am I supposed to do? Charm someone to death?
Miss Hawk, you are going on an investigation. You're not out to save the universe. Now, I believe your ring size is 7, is it not?
Again, you've done your homework.
This is a miniature GPS tracker. This has about a 200-kilometer range. The signal is also retransmitted by the STIP.
Well, Wilson, you've got me all dolled up now. As long as I don't stray more than 200 kilometers from the STIP.
Oh, you can go as far as you like, Ms. Hawk. But beyond 50 kilometers, we cannot communicate, and beyond 200, well, you're on your own.
Do you have any further questions for Wilson?
No. Except all this jewelry is going to look pretty stupid when I wear my baseball cap.
Well, madam, if you do need fashion advice, I am available.
I'll keep that in mind.
Congratulations, Agent Hawk.
Agent Hawk?
You are now in the system. You've been briefed and weaponized, albeit a tube of potent lipstick. So, yes, Agent Hawk.
So, what's next?
Ginger to the ready room. Ginger. Next, Agent Hawk, you'll get a final brief, and Ginger will accompany you to the Tuborg ship.
Tuborg? Do they serve beer on this flight?
Not enough time, Agent Hawk. Ah, Ginger. Agent Hawk is ready for her final brief and embarkation. Good luck, Agent Hawk. See you Sunday at the latest.
This way, Agent Hawk.
Wow. Everyone got so formal all of a sudden.
You're a probationary agent of the Intergalactic Defense Force now. Respect is due. Pad 3A, the Tuborg STIP. 85 feet high. Each opening you see will be covered by a portal, so once you land, people will be able to enter the tower as normal and see out the windows. No one will be able to tell they aren't in the real thing.
Awesome.
For this reason, the access panels are hidden. Just use your ID card to swipe here. Inside here is the other panel. So when you land, swipe here and the door portal will be established.
How will I know when I've landed?
Launch control will advise you. Plus, you will hear an audible alarm. The access door will not activate until the STIP has landed and the portal has been established. You will hear sounds inside the STIP as you depart, travel, and land, but they won't be heard on the outside because the portal is still closed. Once the portals lock on, sounds inside the STIP can be heard, but not until then. Well, are you ready?
Nope. But who is?
Please hold on to the bar. Launching sequence activated in 3, 2, 1. Arrival, Tuborg STIP. Stand by for portal acquisition. Portal is open, locked, and confirmed. Egress authorized.
Well, here goes nothing.
Agent Hawk, welcome to Denmark.
And so, the journey begins as newly initiated IDF agent Kate Hawk begins her quest to track down and bring back Jeremy Jerome Parks. Find out what happens in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Tuborg Files.